Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Thursday edition, the Friday Eve edition. Dominic, the happier happy hour, it gets happier. Right now, we got a fine guest joining us live via phone. He is a former Republican congressman, former Republican presidential candidate in 2020, and most importantly, a talk radio guy like ourselves. He is Joe Walsh. Joe, welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Hey, Joe.
Man, are you having fun?
We have been. We've been celebrating the misery of Kevin McCarthy for like 3 days straight, sir. It has been a hell of a news cycle, and it seemingly has no end, Joe. Is there an end game for Kevin McCarthy here?
Well, look, I think there is, and I think the end game will probably be come clear tonight. Look, I served with McCarthy. The reason I think McCarthy will still ultimately get it is because he's willing to give away anything and everything to get it. Bottom line, that's what Kevin McCarthy's always been. Nobody can trust him. He wants to be speaker. He'd sell anything to get it. And that's what he's doing right now.
Joe, how many times can one sell one's soul?
Right. Isn't there a point where there's nothing left to give away?
Well, he sold his soul to Trump, no doubt about that. So this is well beyond his soul. I mean, I think he's selling every inch of his body. I wouldn't be surprised if other Republicans in the conference drive away with his car tonight. He's probably selling suits of clothing. I mean it. I don't mean to be funny. Kevin McCarthy, literally, this is all he's ever wanted to do. And so right now, he's giving people whatever they want to try to close this deal.
Now, Joe, when you came into Congress, you elected first, was it 2010 or 2012, sir?
The Tea Party wave of 2010.
And who was the speaker then? Was that the John Boehner, the heady days of John Boehner as the speaker?
Yeah, and we made life kind of miserable for Boehner.
Well, Boehner eventually had to step aside, right? And he had to, anoint Paul Ryan his successor? And Ryan had even stated his intent to take the office. Boehner sort of drafted him. Joe, is it going to have to be a draft? Is Kevin McCarthy going to have to go draft his successor? And will he ever come to that realization publicly?
Well, you do make a really good point. This has been going on for a while, and I've been really public that us Tea Party guys kind of started this. You know, a lot of people right now are like breathlessly saying that what's going on this week is making America look bad. I think that's a bunch of BS. January 6th made America look bad. What's going on right now makes the Republican Party look bad. My former party is like fully radicalized and they're dysfunctional. And it started back with Tea Party folks like me. We made life hell for Boehner. Remember, Kevin McCarthy tried to be speaker in 2015, 16, and they wouldn't support him. And Paul Ryan was the default. And now they're even more extreme. So nobody really knows how this is going to end.
Folks, you're listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Joe Walsh, who's a former congressman, former Republican candidate for president, joining us. Joe, pleasure to talk to you. You said your former party, the Republican Party, is your former party. Do you belong to a party now? And what was the reason for having the GOP become your former party?
I'm homeless. I'm politically homeless. I did something really crazy and stupid 2.5 years ago. I challenged Trump in a Republican primary. I challenged him because I just think Trump is like the most horrible human being in this country. I didn't succeed with that primary challenge. And when I ended that, I left the party because I'd been a Republican my whole life, but the party had become a cult, like an authoritarian embracing cult. So I left the party almost 3 years ago. But no, right now I think I'm like a lot of people. I'm just kind of independent. I don't have a team, Republican or Democrat. I'm still pretty conservative. And it's not easy because, guys, we live in a political world right now where it's a heck of a lot easier to belong to one of the teams or one of the tribes.
Well, Joe Walsh, when I caught up with you a little bit the other day, and my first impression of you is first and foremost, you're a radio guy. But I talked about the Foxy News panel that you and I both appeared on, and I teased that I made you stutter and made you defend the Trump tax cuts once upon a time. And what I would say is you were a quote unquote, a good, loyal Republican. What about his governance changed your opinion of the man? And another side note, Joe, subsequently, both you and I have been blackballed from Fox News.
Yes. And for the record, I think when you and I were on that Fox panel a while back, I think you beat me up. I do think you beat me up pretty well. So kudos to you. Look, I've had to be naked on national TV for the last 5 years and publicly apologize for voting for Trump in 16. I did vote for him. The minute he got elected, I began to turn on him really quickly, and that wasn't easy because I was on a conservative talk radio show around the country, a couple hundred stations, but I said I can't do this anymore because I literally believed in my bones, and I still do, that he's a genuine threat to our democracy. Now, the scary thing, guys, is the Republican Party has become his party. So it's no longer just Trump, man. It's like the whole party has embraced this Trumpism, which is absolute like disregard for the truth, and they've kind of given up on democracy. That's a real scary thing,
Joe. But if Donald Trump still holds sway over the party, why didn't his social media post to get all the, you know, the 20 Republicans to vote for his Kevin? That didn't go anywhere, man. It seems like Trump is not only losing ground, he's losing ground quickly.
I respectfully disagree with that. What's weird about me is because I come from the Republican Party base, I still talk to these people every day. And generally, they're still with Trump. Trump's heart really isn't into Kevin McCarthy. I mean, he's endorsed him and he's made some phone calls for him. But the Republicans I'm talking to in Congress have told me privately he's not really going out of his way to really sing McCarthy's praises. And he can't because most of his voters, the hardcore GOP base, they don't want McCarthy to be speaker. So Trump's got to tread this thing really carefully, which, you know, that's normally not what Trump does.
Joy, pardon me, I heard you reference the January 6th, and Kevin McCarthy initially, publicly, was very, you know, very strongly against having his life threatened, apparently, by protesters. But, Joe, what do you think the impact has been on the Republican base? You talk about these are your friends, you still hang out with these people. Joe, are people being impacted by the January 6th hearings, the final results, or even Trump's taxes? Do any of these have any impact on the base?
None. No, zero. Now, you know, for everybody outside of the Republican Party base, January 6th mattered. The January 6th committee mattered. Trump having classified top secret information down at Mar-a-Lago matters. Trump's taxes matter. But for the Republican Party base, they don't even hear about this stuff. They go on Hannity. They listen to Hannity every night or Tucker Carlson every night, and they are living in a completely different world. And that's why we're still in this weird place where if Trump's heart's into it, guys, and we don't know yet if his heart is really into running again, but if his heart is into it, I still think he's the favorite to get the nomination, but I don't think there's any way he could ever get elected again.
Joe, as one of the original Tea Partiers, he swept into Congress during the Tea Party movement. I want to get your opinion. Now, you got an ex-president, the only president in modern times who didn't release his taxes. When it finally comes out through a committee, shows that he paid at some point zero and sometimes $750 in taxes. I mean, for people who think they're taxed enough already, you see a billionaire pay zero. What do you think about that?
Well, you know, I've always said if I were a billionaire, if I were only a multimillionaire, and I wasn't, I was the poorest member of Congress. Look, if I were a billionaire, I'd hire attorneys and lawyers and accountants to find every legal way, every freaking loophole there is to minimize my tax liability. So legally, I don't have a problem with what Trump did. I don't have a problem with what wealthy people do. The problem is there shouldn't be all that complication and loopholes and deductions that wealthy people can use that you and I can't. So we got to simplify the tax code. I think that's ultimately the answer. Like, if you want rich people paying more, then get rid of all this crap in our tax code.
That makes sense. So I think a lot of people could get behind something like that, so long as, you know, see what the impact is on revenues. But if Donald Trump is using, you know, false LLCs and creating false expenses, I mean, it goes beyond that. It's engaging in tax fraud, if that's the case. Is it not?
Bingo. Bingo. And I said, I would do everything I could do legally to minimize my liability. Clearly, Trump went beyond that. Let's be real. We all know it. Donald Trump is a criminal. He's a crook. He's been this way his whole life. I mean, in 2016, we put a criminal in the White House, and look at what he's done since. So, yes, that kind of thing should be gone after. Trump should be indicted for a number of things, period.
Joe Walsh, a fine guest, man. Just declare yourself a talker, Joe. It's got a lot of cachet. You're kind of a big deal. Joe, appreciate you joining us here on the Devil's Advocates. We'll catch up real soon, sir.
Thanks, Joe.
Thanks, guys.
You're a crook. You're a cheat and a swindler.
I would have gotten away with it, too, if it wasn't for those meddling Devil's Advocates.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Phone lines open for your take today, 844-967-2789.
Dominic, the Metallica Misery, that was actually a dedication to Kevin McCarthy from, you know, one of our fine audience members that didn't stick around. Thank you, Joe Walsh, former congressman, former Republican presidential candidate in 2020. Didn't get a lot of press for his presidential run. But most importantly, he's a talker, man. A talk radio guy, and we have
and that
in common.
You to do everything, man, no matter what it is.
Well, he's
you
got his
talk radio. You are qualified. Period.
To his credit, the man does have his master's degree, like you. I think you're both overqualified to do talk radio. I mean, I'm sitting over here with 118 credits and barely hanging on with a mass comm degree from UWL, dude.
You and Mike Pence, man.
Does Pence have a degree from a higher institution like lacrosse?
I don't know, but he was a radio guy.
Yes, he was. So many of us, we travel so far in this world. 844-967-2789, the Happier Happy Hour. And we're doing a little exercise, and you can continue to play along if you choose by picking tunes to celebrate this 3-day and counting misery of Kevin McCarthy. He's now lost 10 votes, right? He's 0-10. It's official. Historic loser, Kevin McCarthy. And our buddy Bill Press, recent guest, said he's never going to be the speaker. Never, ever, never, ever, never. And so far, Bill Press is looking like a genius. it's not hard to be the smartest guy in the room around here. Consider the company, if you will. Dom, back to my buddy Joe Walsh for just a minute. You know, what's that old saying? The enemy of my enemy is my friend. Did you see what the Stop the Steal guy was saying about Marjorie Taylor Greene, your three-toed
Ollie Alexander? Yeah. I mean, you know it's bad when the righties are starting to beat up on each other. But again, this is to be expected.
Well, here specifically, and I don't take any credit for the misogyny contained here, but if you're going to pick on someone, MTG is just as good a target as anyone. But these are his words. I'll read them to you, and then maybe back to the phones at 844-967-2789. Political comments and requests going out to Kevin McCarthy accepted here. The right-wing agitator stepped up, talking about Ollie Alexander. The right-wing agitator stepped up his attacks on the Georgia Republican, talking about Marjorie Taylor Greene, whose support for Kevin McCarthy as House Speaker opened a rift, I tell you, with Rep. Lauren Boebert. What a brain trust this will make. With an apparent blackmail threat, a string of misogynist slurs reported right-wing watch. I'm going to share some of them with you. I will not suffer this harlot, Alexander said on his Telegram page. How you know he's a misogynist is he's got a Telegram page. I will not be taught.
And he uses the word harlot.
I will not be taught vows and loyalty, commitment from a whore. Called her a whore, Dom. You have got me mistaken for some damn fool. And a fool, Ellie Alexander, has never been called.
Oh, the third person comment. Wait, how very Trumpy of you, Alexander.
And he sort of writes in reverse text, you know what I mean? Like, predicate coming after the fact. Maybe it's just
like Yoda.
Alexander, who faces his own legal troubles over his role in planning the rally that preceded the January 6th insurrection, did not provide any details about the crime. He's accusing her of a crime, Dom, that Greene allegedly committed, but he said it occurred in Georgia and could result in her expulsion from Congress.
Ooh.
We'll have to get back
Sounds
to
like
that.
The pillow guy coming out with his proof, or, you know, Donald Trump coming out with the new alternative to Obamacare coming out in 2 weeks.
Again, this is Ollie Alexander's words, not Crudy's. In the coming days, I'm going to reveal that Marjorie Taylor Greene, in my summation and the summation of lawyers, committed a crime. That crime is going to be handed to the state of Georgia, and the state of Georgia will decide whether they adjudicate that crime or not. The House Ethics Committee and House Rules Committee must expel Marjorie Taylor Greene when this evidence comes to light. Now, that still presumes that we're going to have a speaker and an active Congress, but let's set aside that point for just a minute longer, Dom. He goes on, again, I believe this is on his Telegram post, to say, ho, go home. Again, talking about sitting Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene. I don't hold her in high esteem, but I would not describe her as a ho, but he does. Ho, go home. I'm done with you, he added. You are lukewarm. I am spitting you out of my mouth. You played me and no more. I think the you played me is the most important operative sentence here, right? You played me. So she burned this guy in some way. Everyone will know about your drunken night, because the consultants who have drunk with you will have to choose whether they fear me or whether they fear you. And they fear me, Marge. They fear me a lot more than they fear you. What was the drunken night all about?
Wow.
And why would
Ollie
you like...
Alexander, what gives you such bravado? The consultants fear you? Really, dude?
Here's what gives him such bravado. Probably a working agreement with the Department of Justice to turn state's evidence. Why do they fear him? Because he's the one turning state's evidence of crimes. He's the one that is making summations of the evidence of particular crimes he'd like to be investigated in Georgia and elsewhere to keep his skinny ass out of prison.
And a drunken night because he got burned? I mean, I'm not sure the DOJ's really concerned about that. He's references a drunken night here, man. I mean, wow. What a piece of work.
State crimes worthy of expulsion from the U.S. House predicated on one drunken night in Georgia, Dom.
The devil went down to Georgia. I mean, this is a guy who helped organize the Stop the Steal, right? So I'm not sure I'd believe anything that comes out of his mouth.
Well, Dominic, I would not believe that Marjorie Taylor Greene would sell her soul to the devil, but I think he got a couple of her toes.
Folks, we are the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Come back with us, 844-967-2789. That's terrible.
I crack me up.
I'm scared, Daddy. Too scared to even wet my pants.
Because a vision softly creeping.
The Devil's Advocates. Making radio great again.
And the vision that was planted.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the happier happy hour. This one's going out to you, Kevin McCarthy. Who requested that one?
Our very own Fancy Brian.
Oh, Fancy Brian Kelly. Nice.
Is that the Disturbed version?
Oh, of course.
Yeah, right. I appreciate that, man.
We will continue taking your dedications that never going to get its speaker, Kevin McCarthy, at 844-967-2789. Before we get to the calls, Dom had something.
Well, I just want to, we got a supercut that we lifted off of MSNBC. Evan, thank you for doing the hard work. And, you know, we're sitting here, we mock these Republicans, and it's justified. The mockery is absolutely justified. But it's not just us. This Fox News cut, Evan, going to need your help. I want to throw this out there for
people. Is this Hannity and Boebert going back and forth?
No, I did not see that. But this is just a quick rundown of what the Fox News commentators are saying about how the Republicans are failing in this effort.
Before we get there, I got to say, Hannity lit Boebert's ass up. Hannity suddenly finds reason, but play it for the people, Evan.
These 20 people are making the Republicans look like idiots.
House Republicans now are on the verge of becoming a total clown show if they're not careful.
Could we get a unanimous vote to go forward, or do we have to do a few rounds? Because without all three of us voting, we're not going to do the show. It's unbelievable what took place yesterday.
How ordinary American is sitting home and saying, what the heck is wrong with these people?
This is the worst game of chicken ever. It's like, it's just a game of chicken. You have a car going at the other, and you wait. It's just not even that. It's not even that. It's just bad.
This is an utter unmitigated disaster.
Disaster for the Republicans.
What?
Just a simple disaster.
No, I'm disaster. Really enjoying it.
Bad. Clown show. This is what Fox is saying about the Republicans. And while we talk, the House is now gearing up for an 11th speaker vote.
You know, after hearing that Fox supercut, I should reconsider my getting blackballed and burning all bridges with Fox News. You think they'd have me back?
Pretty ask please. Nicely and not swear. Do you want to go back, Rudy?
No, I was, kidding, of course.
Oh, okay.
I'm very satisfied with my persona non grata relationship with Fox News. I just can't figure out why MSNBC's not calling. Why isn't Hollywood calling for the movie rights?
I guess they're too busy with Charlie Sykes, man. He's got better hair than you.
844-967-2789. And our earlier guest, Joe Walsh, he'll be on MSNBC or CNN this week. You watch. Rico from Rock County. What do you got for us, Rico?
Hey, Rico.
Hey, Radiohead Creep. That's the first song that came in my mind.
But I'm a creep.
Yeah, great tune.
Kevin McCarthy,
hey,
is that creep they speak of in the song, is he not?
Yeah. Hey, am I still there?
Yeah, you're still here.
Yeah, man, you're on. Any political thoughts, Rick? We appreciate the long-distance dedication. What else you got?
No, hey, this is what else has I got. Hey, isn't there some kind of rule, guys, now? No taxation without representation. I want to speak to your lawyer buddy you guys had on the line here earlier this year. hey, there's got to be at least a discount or a rebate going on somewhere here. We got.
I want a three-day prorated tax break.
Reputation. That Kevin McCarthy, I'll tell you what, guys, the first thing he better do is get a hold of his doctor. I mean, right away, as soon as this clown show is over, he's going to need to have them lips surgically scrubbed and sterilized, because anybody that's kissed that much ass by now is going to catch something. He's going to look like that girl in the Silkwood movie, you know? Remember when they're scrubbing the radiation off?
Scrubbing the Republican corruption and butt sweat off.
Oh, thanks for that visual, Rico. We certainly appreciate it. A creep, Radiohead. Well done, sir. 844-967-2789. Jeff, you will be next from the east side. Welcome, Jeff. What do you got for us?
Hey, Jeff.
Hey guys, I've been laughing. I was just got done with my workout at the Princeton Club, and I could hardly get through. I was laughing, but I'll tell you, I thought Supertramp "Dreamer" would be a great song.
Nothing but a dreamer, Jeff.
Stupid little dreamer.
Fine work, E-Bone, on the phones and long distance dedications going out to Kevin McCarthy today. You got any other political thoughts, Jeff?
Oh, I think it's what they're doing. It's not even a clown. It's giving a bad. Even clowns aren't that bad. I mean, it's more like a crap show. I mean, I would use a different expletive, but it's just. I'm just sitting back and enjoying it, watching it on TV and listening to it on there. Listening to the whole thing go down. It's scary that our government's just dysfunctional. It's really scary.
Well, Jeff, our government's not dysfunctional. Let's clarify. The Republican Party is dysfunctional. I mean, look at the Democrats. I've been proud of the Democrats. They sit there like they were prepared to govern.
Okay.
They got 212 votes. They got, you know, the president's out there on the campaign stump right now with Mitch McConnell celebrating bipartisan action. And then you got the Republicans, by contrast, shooting themselves in the head on TV for the 11th consecutive time.
Agreed.
It ain't both sides doing it, Jeff. You know what I'm saying, man? I think this will be disastrous for Republicans in the midterms. I mean, really. And I don't just mean on a presidential level. That might actually somehow exempt from this. But when you look at who do you want in charge, you know, they do the generic ballot. Democrats or Republicans, who do you want in charge of Congress? Who... other than those that completely stick their heads up their you-know-what and ignore the headlines of the day, can you ignore the news right now of what's happening in the Congress and the fact that Republicans are incapable of governing? And why would you ever hire them to govern anything ever, ever, never again? You just got hired. You can't even pick your leader and start the Congress.
844-967-2789. And it's just not, again, it's not, you know, left-wing talk radio talking trash to Republicans. Another quick headline here from the Raw story. Comparing Never Kevin Republicans to hostage takers is unfair to hostage takers, says GOP lawmaker Don Bacon, a Republican from Nebraska, on CNN. He was asked by Tapper about a comparison made by former Rep. From Virginia, a Republican, in which he compared the Never Kevins to terrorists. And this is what Bacon said. I feel that way. This is a Republican. I feel that way about my fellow Republicans. We were talking about that today. Hostage takers at least have a goal and they have demands. We met those demands and still they can't get to yes. They refuse to get to yes. They've been offered everything but one demand that we've not gone to. So this is more like terrorism, and you're right. Hostage takers? Man, that's rude. It's just unfair to hostage takers.
You realize their only goal is the chaos, is the fame. They're being lifted in the moment. It's like the Joe Manchin-Kristen Sinema dynamic in the U.S. Senate. As soon as Sinema wasn't going to be the paramount vote, what'd you do? I'm an independent now. Give me the spotlight. I crave it. So many of these people, they've got no governing agenda. I mean, Matt Gaetz, give me a break. The fact the guy's not still under federal investigation for sex crimes is a shocking disgrace of the DOJ, to my opinion, because they never should have given his wingman the deal then. But above and beyond that, I mean, Lauren Boebert, she doesn't have a governing thing. She barely won, dude. She barely won. She should be sitting on the back bench and keeping her mouth shut for a couple months, because her voters almost threw her ass out, and she's in a +8 district, +8 Republican district. And she won by 200 votes. Shut up. Of course, as soon as this resolves, and inevitably some resolution will come to pass. And when that happens, they're just back to being backbench marginalized Republicans with no governing
unless
agenda.
They're on a committee, unless they get, you know, it depends on what deal is struck. I mean, that's the whole point. And they recognize the leverage. They know this. Do you think they're actually looking for a solution?
No.
I mean, Matt Gaetz is not looking for a solution. His solution is not Kevin. That's my solution.
The problem is their solution. They've created the problem. Everyone looks at them. They're being intransigent, and they're getting all the headlines. And as soon as that fades from them, they've lost. But there's no actual agenda here other than we hate Kevin. Look at us. Look at me. Mama, I'm on TV. 844-967-2789. Far more important to be on the radio with us. Like, who's your Bob? How you doing, Bob? Welcome back.
Hey, Bob.
Hey, guys. Okay, I've got one for Bad CJ.
Oh, now we're playing tunes for Bad CJ. Not good CJ, who was on the show earlier.
Right.
But 2022's douchebag of the year, CJ, the bad CJ. What song do you dedicate to CJ?
Yeah, by the way, I did not mean to besmirch good CJ's name.
CJ besmirched CJ's name. All CJs have forevermore been besmirched.
Oh, true that. True that. Okay, for bad CJ, from 1939. If I only had a brain from the Wizard of Oz.
I would dance and be merry. Life would be a ding-a-dairy if I only had a brain.
Well done, Bob.
Love it.
Any political thoughts, sir?
Oh, I think that said it. Like I said about the Republicans. Even Republicans don't trust Republicans. Why are you people even thinking of this?
Bob, appreciate that thought. I think it's been sort of a common thought of late. Republicans can't even trust their own party. Why would you? 844-967-2789. Joey from Chicago, perhaps listening on WCPT or maybe the app or maybe the Beast of the East, 540 AM. Welcome, Joey. What do you got for us?
Hey, Joey.
Hi, guys. Hey, guys. I just wanted to say a good song for Kevin McCarthy right now would probably be by Sheb Woolley, the purple-eyed people monster.
It was a one-eyed, one-eyed, purple people.
And why this selection for Kevin McCarthy? I don't see the relevance. Give me the analogy. Make it dumb it down for me and Dom, of course.
That people are afraid of a man who is a complete, total idiot. They seem to not want to do anything to do with him. And I imagine that if we came across a monster, we wouldn't want anything to do with him either.
Joy, I suspect you're right, although Dom is a pretty embracing guy.
I love the love, man.
And our college roommate, Joe, if she was pretty, Joe would try to sleep with that purple people eater.
I'm not even sure that was a requirement, but thanks for the call, Joey. We certainly appreciate your input. Jake from Eureka, you'll be last on this segment. Welcome, Jake. What do you got for us?
Hey, guys. You know, the main difference between hostage takers and conservative politicians these days is at least hostage takers generally have some sort of idea what their objective is. I mean, what are these Republicans doing? Do they have any idea themselves? And I'd say as far as song dedications to Mr. Kevin McCarthy, I think Hit the Road, Jack by Ray Charles is the perfect tune for this.
Hit the road, Jack, and don't you come back no more.
What you say?
Hit the road, Jack.
Jake, any other political thoughts as we wrap up this segment and head towards the...
I think this may be the first time, I've ever agreed with Lauren Boebert on anything. McCarthy needs to go. Get lost, dude. No more votes. Just go away, McCarthy.
Well said, Jake. Well said. If only he were smart enough to take that advice and listen to the
devil's
advocates.
I mean, what kind of a position you got to be where you're actually considering taking advice from Lauren Boebert, man? I mean, I'm not sure that's ever a space I want to be in.
Well, when we come back, Dom, Marjorie Taylor Greene's going to chastise the non-Kevin supportive. Stand by her, man. Come back. More Devil's Advocates. Last segment, 844-967-2789.
What you said?
Don't you come back no more.
I didn't understand.
Don't you come back.
The Devil's Advocates may not agree on much, but funny is funny.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. It is the last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now at 844-967-2789.
Dominic, I didn't think I'd be saying this of the often divorced Marjorie Taylor Greene. Well, I guess maybe just once divorced. Recently divorced.
I'm not clear on her marital status.
Well, there
please
were,
go ahead.
If you read the tabloids religiously, like I choose to, you know.
Yeah.
There have been some cheating allegations against Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Ooh, adults having consensual sex. That's something to really write home about.
Well, that's not really what I'm pricking her on in this particular case, Dom. Marjorie Taylor Greene stands by her man, Kevin McCarthy, and calls out fellow Republicans for being unreasonable.
Oh, the Republican Party's in disarray.
We'll get to you folks, all you fine and patient callers on the phones at 844-967-2789. But indulge me for just a moment. From the Roar story, Dom, Rep. Marjorie Taylor Greene, Republican from Georgia, if you were unaware, Dom, who rose to infamy by promoting conspiracy theories about school shootings being faked and about the Rothschild family funding Jewish space lasers, accused some of her fellow Republicans of being unreasonable on Thursday.
She would know.
In an interview with CNN's Manu Raju, Greene took aim at fellow MAGA Rep. Lauren Boebert. Pew-pew! Boebert for refusing to support Republican leader Kevin McCarthy, no matter how many concessions he offered her. Here's the quote. I'm not sure how Lauren Boebert, on one hand, can demand so much out of Kevin McCarthy, but then demand nothing out of someone else and be willing to vote for them to be Speaker, Greene argued. That's not serious. I don't think that's leadership, and I really see it more as obstruction than progress. Isn't that like your party motto? Over on the House side, aren't they... like obstruction.
Yes, they're literally getting a taste of their own medicine. I mean, this is exactly what they deserve.
Dominic, although Greene in the past has had a reputation as the ultimate anti-establishment three-toed candidate, she agreed to back McCarthy on the grounds that more moderate Republican members would eventually join up with Democrats to back a consensus candidate if McCarthy's bid for the speakership is blocked. So, God forbid they pick a moderate, Dom. She's standing by her man. In this case, the man's Kevin McCarthy.
Well, in some of the interviews I've seen with Marjorie Taylor Greene, she was lamenting the fact that, you know, she didn't get anything. You know, all these other people are getting things from her, the negotiations with Kevin McCarthy. She didn't get
That's
anything.
That's not true.
Whose fault is that if you didn't?
I hear she's getting back on committees. And under the Democrats, she couldn't even serve on a committee, Dom. She'd been stripped of her committees, right? 844-967-2789. Oh, Betsy, how you doing, sister?
Hey, Betsy.
Are we going to do it sing-along style, Betsy?
Sure. What do you want to say?
Well, I don't know. I understand you got a tune, a long-distance dedication going out to Kevin McCarthy. What tune did you pick? I'll sing if I know the words, Betsy.
Okay. Ludacris, move, bitch. Get out of the way.
Get out the way. Get out the way, bitch. Get out the way.
I only sing to the radio version, Betsy. I apologize.
Yeah. Oh, I apologize if it's not a nice word, but, you know, it is what it is. Oh,
if the shoe fits, you know, Betsy.
Yeah. You know, you make politics fun. Thank you.
We do.
You know,
try.
Half the time of, yeah. You really do. You guys are just awesome together. I'm so glad, you know, that you all came together, and then look what you've built, Crudy, and everything. So, man, just thank you for everything. Thank you for my sanity. Thank you for just fighting for Wisconsin. And, you know, even, you know, Marjorie Taylor Greene, I mean, she's very interesting now. I'm really coming to be intrigued by her.
Google, Betsy, do this. Do yourself a favor. Google Marjorie Taylor Greene and her toes. You'll be fascinated.
Don't do it.
Do you remember Land of the Lost when we were kids? Terrible. At least when I was a kid, there was that Saturday morning show, Land of the Lost, and somehow they got in the lizard world. I never quite understood how. But I feel like the troglodytes or whatever they were called had like these sort of three-toed, hoofy-looking feet. And I feel like that's what Marjorie Taylor Greene looks like.
Well, she's got to be ugly somewhere. I mean,
well, ugly
certainly is inside, man.
Ugly yeah, goes ugly. To the bone, Betsy.
She's to the bone, yeah. She and Lauren Boebert. I mean, what is up with her? This is very curious.
I'm sorry, Betsy. So great to hear from you. 844-967-2789. That Boebert girl, she scares me a little, Dom. You know, if there's ever a shooting in the Congress, you know she's going to be involved.
Well, and I don't, you know, the bravado that even someone like Boebert has. I mean, I think Marjorie Taylor Greene won her election overwhelmingly, which is terrible and surprising. But okay, I guess if that's what you want, that's what you get, right? But Boebert didn't. I mean, she barely squeaked through, as you mentioned, on a +8 Republican district. So where is that coming from? Whom is she serving, Boebert? Nobody. It's her own. And I don't know if it's the social media thing of it now. I mean, you know, 20 years ago, we didn't have this ability for people to just put everything out there. Is it Fox News? I guess it's good that Sean Hannity pushed back on Boebert a bit. But, you know, if all they want to do is play these games so they can get on Fox News, if Fox News, you know, denies them that, then perhaps they're going to have to go to lower rated conservative, more fringe networks to get their fix. But this is the age of the trolls, man. It's not about getting anything done. It's can you own the libs? Can you troll? Can you get some clicks? Can your Instagram page get some views? I mean, that's to me, that's the motivation for these folks. I can't believe that they'd be standing on any sort of ideological ground.
You know, if we want to get some clicks, Dom, these Marjorie Taylor feet photos, man. I'm telling you, people want to see that.
No, they don't.
It's
no,
like a
don't.
Train wreck, dude. It's like watching Kevin McCarthy try to win the speakership. You got to slow down and go by your cable news and go, what are we on? Vote 11?
Yes, the 11th ballot is occurring right now as we speak.
Well, that's like three more than Marjorie Taylor Greene has toes. CJ, give you last thoughts today, man. What do you got for us?
Hey, CJ.
Hey, guys. How's it going? Let me just tell you that, you know, as you speak of Republicans, they're draining the swamp. And they're getting conditioned. And they're making changes because Nancy Pelosi has trashed the House.
Man, you are living in a different reality, dude. Turn on the cable news and you tell me what you see other than Marjorie Taylor's four toes. Thanks for listening, everyone. Raised in the Wisco, going out on the Shaw. The Empowered Caregivers here on WTTN. Keep it locked, Civic Media.
Relax, it's having fun out here. This game's fun, okay?
I pray to God it's not.
Fun, Dan.